It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Dr. Gary Yarbrough has been a rural family physician for more than 30 years, first in Kentucky, then Michigan, and since 1994 down in Parsons, Kansas. He's the author of two books of stories from his practice. The latest is Office Calls and Other Stories from 30 Years of Rural Medicine. Dr. Yarbrough joins us from his office. And, Doctor, it's always good to have you here. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Well, thank you.
Well, this winter has been awfully severe with the continuous Arctic blasts that have been coming at us in waves here. Have you seen any patients with ailments or conditions that have been caused by all the cold weather?
Nothing unusual, really. Just the usual colds and, of course, the influenza cases that we get each year.
Yeah.
But I think people have been more careful this year because it's been colder.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Well, you know, when the weather is this severe, how tough is it for you to sort of, you know, mentally psych yourself up to go out and go out in the cold for a house call?
Well, it's not really any harder. There's somebody that needs me there. You know, I have an obligation and a duty to that patient. I just have to bundle up and go.
Yeah. And just recently you went outside when the wind chill was way below zero, and how did that go?
It was cold.
Yeah.
But we managed.
Our folks, how appreciative are you when you show up even in weather like this?
I think they appreciate it more, that someone would take the time and trouble to care about them enough to be there.
Yeah. Well, your latest book is, again, titled Office Calls and Other Stories from 30 Years of Rural Medicine. Tell us a story from that book.
Well, one of the ones I enjoy the most was called White Coat. And I go into the history of that. You know, back in the 1880s, doctors wore black formal wear to indicate the seriousness of their profession.
And
all the blood stains, you know, indicated a busy surgeon. But then when the germ theory of disease was finally accepted, they realized that cleanliness was crucial and the white coat came into favor. Hmm. Nowadays, there are some groups like psychiatrists and pediatricians who feel it's too intimidating and others who feel it still shows an example of professionalism and cleanliness. But the best example I ever had was one time one of my grandchildren came to visit from Michigan. One of them arrived late that night with a fever. And the next morning, my daughter-in-law walked him over the 2.5 blocks to my office, and I examined him and found he had an ear infection and prescribed medication for him and gave him a red lollipop as he was leaving,
uh-huh.
You know, as I do to my patients. And, of course, my wife, his grandmother, was the nurse that day.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I hung up the white coat with all the papers and tools and things in it and went home. And asked Nicholas how he was doing. And my grandson said, I went to the doctor today, and I got some medicine. He said, yes, and a red lollipop. He said, looked at me with big eyes and said, how did you know? I said, well, Nicholas, I was the doctor you saw. And he got very serious and shook his head. No, Grandpa, I saw the doctor today, not you.
No,
there was nothing
kidding.
I could do to convince him that I was the doctor he had seen.
So what do you conclude from that?
That the white coat still carries an image of authority and probably shouldn't be abandoned by the profession, certainly representing cleanliness, you know. That. Yet there are groups that say, well, it, you know, you carry disease from one patient to another, you know, even if you wash your hands. So, you know, it's an interesting discussion.
Well, if your grandson didn't even recognize you, is that putting a barrier between you and your patient that maybe shouldn't be there?
I don't really think so, because he was quite comfortable during the exam. You know, he wasn't, you know, intimidated or frightened too much. Of course, you know, in the past he'd gone to the doctor and got immunization. So in a child's mind, seeing the doctor means getting a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he didn't, you know, he accepted it and certainly accepted the red lollipop.
That's funny. How's the new book doing?
I'm surprised it's not selling as much as the first one. The big complaint I had with the first book, it only had 21 stories, and people wanted more. So I wrote the second book with 40 stories, and I titled it Office Calls and Other Stories because some actually occur out in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny to me, the way things work in media. On Amazon, I have several reviews that are all 5-star, except for one which was 3-star. And I read that review and thought, well, what did they not like? And they complained because there weren't as many stories as in the first book.
you can't win, can you? It's hard being an author, hard being a doctor, for that matter. And Dr. Yarbrough, you know, it's always great to have you take some time with us, and we sure appreciate it today.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet. That's Dr. Gary Yarbrough from Parsons, Kansas, his latest book, Office Calls and Other Stories from 30 Years of Rural Medicine.